Hot. 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 Bring the heat.
And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to Speak Up Talk Radio. This program gets behind the environmental, social, political, educational, spiritual, and health decisions that affect our lives and futures, yet are not always determined by us, but rather by politics, business, and other self-interest groups. Investigative in nature, we go where mainstream stops. As a leader in the healthcare and patient safety world, I now expose current and relevant harms and charms that either endanger or improve our health, our freedom, our privacy, and our sanity. Most of us simply don't have time to pay attention to decisions that are being made on our behalf, decisions made by people who may have less than altruistic motives. And often we don't speak up because we are not aware. Well, this program changes that by being the voice for informed choice. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. So happy that we're together once again. And as usual, I have lots to share today, so let's get started, shall we? Wi-Fi exiles and wireless refugees. Today, I'd like to share with you an email I received from a gentleman whom I've never met. He has written to me in the past and has shared his health situation, a rather complicated mess of sensitivity to electromagnetic frequencies, Lyme disease, Morgellons disease, which is a painful condition which can cause fiber-like growths on the skin and is sometimes associated with Lyme disease. Now, this man is very well educated, having experience in architectural design, audio acoustics and wave propagation theory, electronics engineering, both analog and digital radio communications theory, cellular biology, pharmaceutical and chemical patent histories, physics, and more. So intelligent describes him. Now, I don't know his entire story, but I do know that his sensitivity to wireless devices such as cell phones and computers, to the frequencies given off by cell towers, caused him to lose his job as he was unable to be anywhere around these frequencies for even a short period of time without falling ill and requiring medication and rest. I hadn't heard from him in months and just received an update, which I will share shortly. But first, I want to lightly review and explain how and why people become sensitive. And this is a quote from one of the authors of the Bioinitiative Report, Cindy Sage, whom I interviewed and shared with you as a guest maybe a year or so ago. And you can find that interview at the website speakupandstayalive.com. Go to the archives page, and I would encourage you to listen to that again. She says, "Human beings are bioelectrical systems." We all know that. Our hearts and brains are regulated by internal bioelectrical signals. Environmental exposures to artificial EMFs, that's electromagnetic frequencies, can interact with the fundamental biological processes in the human body. Now, in today's world, everyone is exposed to two types of electromagnetic frequencies. One are extremely low frequency electromagnetic fields from electrical and electronic appliances and power lines. And then number two, there's radio frequency radiation from wireless devices such as cell phones and cordless phones, cellular antennas and towers and smart meters too. And you may have heard people talk about dirty electricity. Dirty or stray electricity refers to high frequency transients, harmonics, and other noise on electrical wiring. Now, it's not noise that you can hear, but it's still there. It can be generated inside buildings by electronic equipment, and it can enter your home through wiring from nearby sources, including wireless telecommunication antennas that are connected to the power grid. Now, when the capacity of these distribution lines are exceeded, the current can no longer run on the line like it's supposed to, and therefore it finds another route and runs along the ground and enters homes via grounded water pipes. So, that's a mini lesson in man-made frequencies. So what is electrohypersensitivity, or EHS for short? EHS is defined by the World Health Organization as a phenomenon where individuals experience adverse health effects while in the vicinity of devices emanating electric, magnetic, or electromagnetic fields. In Sweden, it is classified as a disability, and they even have healthcare facilities with very low levels of exposure to electromagnetic fields and radio frequency radiation. And I mention that because in hospitals in the United States, the levels of exposure are extreme. And I know this because I carry a handheld measuring meter with me at every doctor or hospital visit just to measure the amount of microwave radiation I'm being hit with just by entering the building. So what are the symptoms of EHS? The primary EHS symptoms are headaches, particularly tension headaches along the sides of the head and the temple area, heart palpitations and pressure in the chest, skin burning, redness, rashes, and tingling, particularly in the face and arms. Here's a big one many people are experiencing because of this, especially because of all of the wireless gizmos they have in their bedrooms. Difficulty sleeping, where sleep is interrupted, is light, dreamless, and leaves the person feeling tired in the morning. Tinnitus, or ringing in the ears. Fatigue and tiredness during the day, even after many hours of sleep, where tiredness pervades the day. Cognitive decline, memory and concentration difficulties, a brain fog. There's also secondary symptoms such as anxiety and tension, inability to heal quickly from viruses and bacteria, lightheadedness or dizziness, nausea, mood swings, arm, finger, and leg twitching, depression. And what's interesting about these symptoms is they're kind of general and could be indicative of many other diseases or problems and often go untreated and undiagnosed. Symptoms can vary from patient to patient depending on their physical biology and their exposure intensity and duration. Symptoms quickly improve when away from these sources, particularly when the person moves away from computers, fluorescent lighting, transformers, wireless antennas, cell and cordless phones, appliances, and out of proximity to cell phone towers, electrical substations, and power lines. Then symptoms recur on returning to the irradiated environment. And over time, sensitivity is increased to smaller and smaller amounts of exposure. So in other words, if you are already a sensitive person, or if you were silently living or working in a high EMF environment for a period of time and build a sensitivity to it, it gradually takes less and less exposure to affect you. And that leads me to this email I received from this man forced to move from his apartment with nowhere to go to find relief. He writes, "Hello, Pat. It's been a difficult time since I last wrote, but I'm still somewhat alive. I've spent quite a lot of time in various locales around northern Wisconsin in December and January, and much too much time in my car. I haven't been doing much internet of late, as Wi-Fi is the only way I can communicate with the greater world. I'm currently staying with a friend in a north suburb of the Twin Cities where I grew up. I find it not survivable for me here. Anyone who thinks living in a car is inexpensive and fun should really give it a try, as I've spent more money on car repairs, motels, and funky restaurants in 3 months than a full year's Section 8 apartment rent. As expected and foretold, my health has continued to decline like a skateboard toward H-E, double hockey stick, if you know what I mean. Tom Wheeler should get a nice bonus and job promotion, as it would seem he and other change agents have all the filthy bases covered. So much for graft and corruption. I've been thinking about heading south after the next round of car repairs, as the specter of freezing to death seems downright unpleasant and inefficient. I've never been to Arkansas or Tennessee, so may just drive down in that general direction soon. All this to say I have no plan and very little hope. I wish I could say something pleasant. There. Best, Carl." Wow. And this is an example of the social aspect of electrohypersensitivity, and not just the psychological or physical or medical. Can you imagine having to live in your car, traveling around to find a place to light that isn't bombarded by the frequencies given off by cell towers? I mean, just look around as you're driving from your home to the grocery store. Massive cell towers everywhere. And what's even more sinister, there are cell antennas all over the place that you don't even see or know about. Almost every senior housing has cell antennas on them. Hospitals have them on top of their buildings. And what about stealth antennas? Yes, stealth, I said. Those hidden in gas station signs, flagpoles, church steeples, and even dressed up as fake saguaro cactus or palm trees. Recently, I was a speaker at a local recreation/senior facility, and as we pulled into the parking lot, my meter registered extremely high numbers. Yet upon gazing the landscape, I couldn't see any cell towers. The reading was so high, I knew the culprit had to be somewhere really close by. And sure enough, I got out of my car and looked at the flagpole, proudly waving the American flag in the breeze. The flagpole was a cover for cell antennas. Yet, I'll bet you $1,000 no one but me and the city officials know about this. Meantime, the poor folks inside, running on the track, working out, thinking they're doing something spectacular for their health, are getting fried and zapped without their informed consent. And Carl mentioned Tom Wheeler. Tom Wheeler is the chairman of the FCC. President Obama put a wolf in sheep's clothing when he appointed the former chief lobbyist for the wireless industry to act as the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, which supposedly regulates the safety of wireless devices. Well, this is yet another astonishing conflict of interest, wouldn't you say, in the choice of appointed federal regulators, who better resemble wolves guarding the sheep rather than advocates for the health of the public at large. Tom Wheeler was head of the CTIA from 1992 to 2004, known as the Wireless Association, originally known as CTIA, Cellular Telephone Industries Association, and now he's been appointed to chairman of the FCC. Well, this is no different than having a tobacco CEO appointed as Surgeon General of the United States. Tom Wheeler made his living defending the wireless industry from all allegations of health hazards, even when the scientific data showed a link between cell phone radiation and cancer. How's that for protecting you and me? Another good old boy money talks back-scratching network, if ever there was one. Well, I tell this today to create awareness. Our wireless gizmos and gadgets are not without harmful effects. If we continue to radiate the population, our little children in schools as Wi-Fi and computers have replaced books, our seniors as hospitals, nursing homes, senior housing proudly tout wireless capabilities with giant antennas on the roof, if we continue at this pace, we may all end up like Carl, a Wi-Fi exile, a wireless refugee. And to quote a previous guest, Kim Goldberg, an award-winning journalist, author, and poet from British Columbia, she writes, "Where do you go when an invisible matrix spanning the globe is making you sick? These Wi-Fi exiles and the special sanctuaries cropping up around the world to keep them safe may indeed be harbingers of a future we are all hurtling toward." And sanctuaries safe from wireless are cropping up throughout the United States. You may have heard of Green Bank, West Virginia. It's not a formal EHS sanctuary, but a small community that is located within the United States National Radio Quiet Zone, established in 1958 to shield the radio astronomy telescopes there from radio interference, and a lot of folks are moving there. There's the Silent Dome Spa in Grass Valley, California. This EMF silent house is located in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, 10 miles south of Grass Valley and more than 2 miles from any phone masts. Colorado has an EM Sensitivity Research Institute in Rockville, Colorado. In Snowflake, Arizona, there is a multiple chemical sensitivity and electronic hypersensitivity community. And according to the website, a rural area outside of Snowflake, Arizona, has become a haven for people with severe MCS and electrical sensitivity. In Wisconsin, 22 acres in a southwest Wisconsin town that is a safe zone. So people are being forced to respond to this negative and unwanted health hazard by creating safe zones so they don't have to live like gypsy nomads in their cars. So, what can you do to protect yourself? Yep, two things. You can either get rid of it or you can avoid it. I do and have done both. For my health and the health of my family and pets, I've removed all wireless from my home. I've ditched the wireless router and I connect to the internet via Ethernet cable. It gives me faster and safer internet access too. I don't use or carry a cell phone. And I bought some meters, handheld effective meters that can measure the amount of exposure wherever I am, so I know if I can safely stay there, limit my time, or simply avoid the place. Now, I never intended to offer meters on our website, but due to the amount of requests, you can now purchase a meter for yourself. Simply go to the website, speakupandstayalive.com. Speakupandstayalive.com, all spelled out, and click the tab that says Stop Smart Meters. There you will find a few meters that I've pre-selected for you as being user-friendly, easy to use, and at the lowest price on the internet. The lowest price yet effective meter is $121, no tax, and some free gifts. Just visit speakupandstayalive.com and go to the tab that says Stop Smart Meters. Alternatively, if you don't want to purchase a meter and would like for me to come to your home or office with my meters to assess your living or workspace, I'd be happy to do so through the Healthy Home Group. It's under $100 and a few extra for mileage depending upon where you live, and it is so worth knowing if you are silently sensitizing yourself to these unnatural man-made frequencies. Just call me to arrange for a convenient time. I'd love to meet you and help you to stay healthy. 440-725-5462. 440-725-5462. 440-725-5462. I really hope I never get another sad letter like this one. But I fear that as the powers that be continue to blanket the earth with these harmful frequencies, that we are just seeing an omen of things to come. I wish that hospitals and doctors' offices of all places would take heed and hardwire their space so that sick people aren't weakened even further upon entering a supposed place to heal. I mean, it simply doesn't make sense to carry on like this and trust that the FCC or anyone else is really looking out for us. Just like tobacco and asbestos. Let's wait until millions of people are harmed to wake up and make changes. Now, I'm surely not suggesting we toss technology out. Let's just use it responsibly. It's simple to hardwire and still enjoy all that technology has to offer without making people sick. So hospitals, doctors, nurses, anyone out there in the health field, do what you can to wake up the management. And patients, if you really knew how much you were being harmed every time a nurse walks into the room with a rolling Wi-Fi computer cart, you'd try to do something about it. All you have to do is bring a meter with you and make the invisible visible. Come on, let's not go the way of Carl, exiled from our homes, our friends, our jobs, our lives. Remember, you have to speak up and stay alive.
I'm here with disturbing news about our favorite gadgets, cell phones, tablets, Wi-Fi, etc. Putting it bluntly, they are damaging the living cells in our bodies and killing many of us prematurely. I'm Dr. Martin Blank from the Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics at Columbia University. Before Edison's light bulb, there was very little electromagnetic radiation in our environment. The levels today are very many times higher than natural background levels and are growing rapidly because of all the new devices that emit this radiation. An example that a lot of us have in our pockets right now is the cell phone. One study shows that as cell phone usage has spread widely, the incidence of fatal brain cancer in younger people has more than tripled. We are putting cellular antennas on residential buildings and on top of hospitals where people are trying to get well. Wireless utility meters and cell towers are blanketing our neighborhoods with radiation. Future generations, our children, are at risk. The World Health Organization and international standard-setting bodies are not acting to protect the public's health and well-being. We are really all part of a large biological experiment without our informed consent. To protect our children, ourselves, and our ecosystem, we must reduce exposure by establishing more protective guidelines.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I'd love you to be a part of my world. It's a world filled with amazing people, interesting and engaging ideas, all related to the preservation of this great planet of ours. We interview people from all over the world about topics that I know will interest you. and we educate people in fun, informative ways and inspire them to take small steps so that together we can make a big impact. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com to learn more and become a part of our world.
She is a dear friend of mine with lots to share with you. She even has a book, and you can reach her by phone at 520-230-3977. That's 520-230-3977. Or visit her website, mrsgreensworld.com.
Today, more and more people who are in quote-unquote normal families, both parents have to work. So care that's needed pushes down to the children.
Hi, I'm Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast, where we explore aging and caregiving in every generation. Listen to a brand new episode each week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, go to agewyz.com.
If you or someone you know is in the caregiver role, check out her website and purchase her book. Visit agewyz.com, and that's spelled A-G-E-W-Y-Z. Or give her a call, 800-590-2129. That's 800-590-2129.
This is Susan Marie from the Dougie Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. Please join my canine co-host, the Dougie Diva herself, Miss Olive, and I as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you each week on Speak Up Talk Radio, or please visit us at our website at thedoggiediva.com. Have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's right. If you want to learn more about how to keep your pets safe and happy, tune into my favorite pet show, The Doggy Diva Show, found at our very own speakuptalkradio.com or visit doggydiva.com.
Hot, 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 hot. Bring the heat.
And now, back to the show.
You are listening to Speak Up and Stay Alive, Patient Safety Radio, and I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety. And today, we're going to learn how to create a harmonious living space. That's right, a serene, harmonious home, a vibrant, thriving office, an inviting place that beckons you as soon as you walk through the door. Does this describe where you live or work? Well, if not, it may be time for space clearing. And with us today is a returning guest, Alana Sheeran, the podcast host of Create Your Magical Life, who knows how to do this and can help guide you through the process. Welcome to the show, Alana.
Thank you so much. Happy to be back.
Yeah, I say welcome back. Well, now, what exactly is space clearing? Is it similar to feng shui?
There are lots of different people who use the word space clearing, and it can mean different things to different people. The technique that I use stems from feng shui a long time ago, but it has been refined and simplified. So I actually, it's complementary to feng shui, but I am not, that is not my area of expertise. So I work with the energy, and then I recommend people actually speak to someone who can help them with the feng shui aspect.
Okay. So how did you come to know about this, and what background do you have that allows you to guide others to improve their space and ultimately their lives?
Well, I have always been an intuitive person, and I shut it down for a long, long time in my 20s and 30s. And then when my son was stillborn, which we talked about on a previous show, I had an experience that opened me back up to my spiritual self. And what happened in that moment is, as I was grieving, I started following my heart more again, and I started doing Reiki and Kundalini yoga and all of these energy practices. And what it led me to was something that's simply called energy clearing, simply removing the energetic blocks that build up within us. It could be from trauma that we've experienced at some point in our lives. It could be from repetitive thought patterns. It could be from previous lifetimes. It could be from really anything. It could be that you were sitting next to someone on the train who was having a really horrible day and just leaking negative energy, and you got to sit in that energy field for an hour, and you walk away feeling terrible, and you don't know why. So the technique that I learned helped me to get rid of that for myself and for other people. And then from there, I learned how to do the same thing for spaces that I do for people and relationships and other things like that.
Wow, as you spoke about sitting on the train next to someone with negative energy, I know that I can feel that with people. And I as I look back on my life, I think I've gotten rid of, if you want to use that term, people who leak that negative energy that after spending time with them, I just think I can't be with this person any longer. And I think you're kind of picking up on what other people are putting out there. And I don't know if you could clear the energy and still hang out with these folks or if it's just something where you have to say, hey, we're done.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think it could happen either way. One of the things that all of us can learn to do is to clear our own energy fields on a regular basis. And we can use visualization for that. You can learn an energy clearing technique for that. You can have someone else clear you for that. Very shortly, I'll have a meditation on my website that people can access that they can listen to that will help them clear their energy. What's so interesting is we know that we're all energy. We know that we're all just walking, vibrating atoms and particles. And our energy fields are actually much bigger than we think they are. So we are all sitting in, standing in, walking through each other's energy fields all the time. Sometimes people have such negative energy, or I don't like to say that people have negative energy, but their energy is not a good match for ours.
Good way to put it.
And that impacts us in a way that does not feel good. And we may still love that person dearly, but we may just feel that we can't spend a lot of time with them. Now, if it's a family member, that gets a little more complicated because we may have to spend time with them. And then you can learn energy shielding techniques. You can, one of my favorites, and it's so simple, is you just imagine yourself in a bubble of light. You just sit there and you picture it around you. And if you want to, you can put your arms out and pretend that you're feeling it. And you just affirm that only energy that's in service of your highest good is allowed to enter that bubble. The great thing for people who work in, you know, busy, full offices and cubicles and you're interacting with people that some you love, some you don't, it feels like you're just using your imagination, and you are, but it actually does have an impact.
Excellent. I will keep that in mind. Now, when we're talking about the space around us, how would we know that we need to pay attention to the space around us? What kind of signs or feelings, what would be an indication that, hey, we need to think about this?
So what a lot of my clients come to me with is a feeling of not being comfortable in their space, just never really they can't quite figure out how to get the furniture to work, and they just don't feel at home in their space, or it feels cold, or they, you know, there's just something that's not quite right about it. Another big indicator is if you don't sleep well, if you toss and turn, if you have insomnia, there is probably something in your space that is impacting your sleep. Now, there could also be other things in your health or, you know, what you're eating, but there's probably something in your space that's impacting you. Certainly, I have people who feel afraid in their spaces. Who feel like there's a negative energy, they can feel that clearly. That's a huge sign that a space clearing would be helpful for you. If you know anything about the history of the space, that's a good thing. When I was learning space clearing, there was a conversation about a house that my teacher actually called the divorce house, because every family that moved in there within a couple of years would end up divorcing and moving out. And if you know that the family before you ended up in some sort of trauma, you might want to think about having the space cleared.
I was just going to mention that about buying or renting a home or an office space. You know, what can we look for and what can we do to remove that leftover energy? Is it something we can do ourselves, or do we need a guide such as yourself?
There are absolutely things you can do. A lot of people will use sage or incense or some sort of smoke, and they'll clear the energy of their space. You can even walk through your home and clap really loudly, and that will help break up stuck energy in the space. The space clearing that I do, the difference is that I first go in and work on that level of chi, that level of life force energy. And that is often where emotional stuckness will hang out. like the divorce house, right? If there was a lot of fighting in that house, if there was some trauma in that house, that energy can stay there. But then after I clear that and get that moving, I actually look at the energy that's coming from the earth. And we all know that the earth has major stress release points and fault points. This sounds a little wacky, and I'll be honest and say that we don't have scientific proof of this at this point, and I have seen incredible things happen for people from this work. So the earth has different stress release points, and when your bed, for example, is on top of a stress release point from the earth, it can feel like depression. It can feel like there's this weight on your chest. I can walk into a space now and feel the earth energy because it feels so heavy. And so you may or may not be sensitive to energy, and that's fine. If you are and you walk into a space and it feels really heavy, that's probably the earth energy. Mm-hmm. If you, again, that's a big thing I look for if people aren't sleeping. So I clear that. And then what I do is I actually go in and I clear the gunk that comes from electromagnetic radiation and like all of our technology, all of our appliances. I can actually shrink that so that you're not sitting in the middle of it.
I'm glad you're bringing this up. I had in the past a gentleman who was from Austria. He was a third generation water dowser, and we did a couple segments on geopathic stress within our homes, and we talked about our beds. And I'm a real big proponent about being concerned about the technology within our home, the electromagnetic fields that are just clearly not in harmony with nature or our bodies, that emanate from cell phones and wireless routers and portable phones and chargers and dimmer switches and our electrical appliances. And you go into some people's bedrooms and you feel like you're in a Best Buy showroom. Everything is going on. And how could you possibly sleep well with all of that? So I'm so thrilled that you brought up the whole EMF concept for people to become aware of.
Technology is a part of our lives in a way that it never used to be. And even just having plants next to technology can be helpful because they can absorb that energy. When I first learned this technique, actually before I learned it, I had my house cleared by someone else, by one of my teachers. And about a year later, we brought in a new piece of technology for our computer. We brought in a new router. And I was sitting in front of the computer, and I thought, oh, my gosh, why do I feel so terrible? I just feel terrible here. And I suddenly realized, oh, I'm sitting in the field of this router. And I hadn't been since the house had been cleared. And so I was able to immediately clear it, and then I felt fine. The technique that I know is simple, and anyone can learn how to do it. It's incredibly powerful, though. I have seen people get job promotions out of the blue after their space was cleared. I've seen people uncover health issues that they didn't know were happening, and they caught them early after their space was cleared. I've seen family dynamics change. People start to sleep better. It really is fascinating.
I know that I seem to be very conscious about any space around me, even if it's temporary, such as sitting in a restaurant. I can feel uncomfortable just based on the layout of the room or the initial feeling that I get there, which then led me to think about hospital rooms. I spent a bit of time with my mom when she's in and out of the hospital settings. That becomes your living space, and those tiny little rooms are filled with the energies of thousands of previous patients and certainly not in harmony with anyone's energy. So is there anything we can do to alleviate that uncomfortable feeling in a temporary space?
Yeah, it's really important to focus, to be aware of that. There are simple things you can do, certainly on your own, again, to help make the space feel better. You can do some little touches if you're going to be there for a long time, bring in a plant if they'll let you or whatever, add some pops of color. But yes, you're exactly right. That space is holding the energy of all the people who've been in it before. Those hospital beds have had so much trauma in them and so much pain.
Yes.
So, again, it's difficult to do some of these things in a hospital because you don't want to have smoke in a hospital. You don't want to have fire in a hospital. If there's you can't light a candle, which is something that I often recommend. If there's an oxygen issue, they often don't like that. So walking around and clapping, again, is a really good way to break up some stuck energy. You can also just meditate in the space. or pray in the space, if that is what you do. You can call in positive energy and then visualize that bubble again. Mm-hmm. Put a bubble around the room and affirm that only energy that is of that is serving the highest good of the people in the space is allowed to enter. So again, it sounds very simple and simplistic, and yet it can be effective. Mm-hmm.
Now, if folks listening want to pursue this and work with you, you don't have to be in their hometown. You can do this remotely. So just explain how we could further explore this process with you.
Yeah, if anyone is curious about it, you can go to my website, which is alanashearen.com, alanashearen.com. Click on Work With Me and Space Clearing, and you can set up a free 15-minute consultation. We will talk about what's happening in your space and what you are hoping for if we cleared the space. Also, I do work with businesses as well, and I have seen, you know, revenues increase and various other things happen. And I've also seen so much magic happen from it.
I'm glad you said magic, because I was going to quote what you said on your website. When there is an alignment between you and your environment, magic happens. Your life opens up in a beautiful and often unexpected ways. And I know all of us could use a bit of magic. So I'm going to ask everyone this week to think about your environment, your living space, your personal space, and try to make some healthy and positive changes. And if you need some help as a guide, please reach out to Alana at alanashearen.com. Again, what a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much for sharing you and your wisdom with us today.
Thank you, Pat. I'm happy to be back.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Right now, it's time for our weekly author spotlight, a favorite segment of the program where I tease you with a sneak peek into a recent author interview. If you love to read, you'll find plenty of fresh and fabulous authors at our very own radio network, speakuptalkradio.com. So take a listen, then head to the website to hear the entire 30-minute interview. Visit speakuptalkradio.com. So let's take a listen. Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details, or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. And today I have quite a special treat for all of us. She is Renee Rothberg. Renee guides and teaches through Energy Guidance Complete. She was born and raised in Galveston, Texas, received a BA in political science from the University of Texas at Austin, received a degree in paralegal studies, and worked as a legal assistant in Houston and Manhattan. She then moved to Israel, where she worked for many years in technical writing. During both of her previous careers, Renee was aware of her need to be working with people either through nutritional counseling or through some other work that she was unable to define. After Renee's children were born, she began studying kinesiology, the Libra method, a holistic balance for spine and joints, aromatherapy, and nutrition. And she is a certified Libra method practitioner in Israel. Renee became aware of her connection to spiritual presence and higher healing in the summer of 2012. And since then, she has written 2 guidebooks for healing, has developed Energy Guidance Complete, has published 4 books about life, healing, and the soul, relationships, a personal account of her experience with Energy Guidance Complete, a short play, and 3 books of wisdom poetry. And she is currently working on 4 more books and continues to be the voice of spiritual presence through books, articles, blogs, seminars, and private sessions at her clinic and through Skype. And so, obviously, we have a lot to share today. So, welcome to the network, Renee.
Thank you, Pat. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you here. So, what exactly is Energy Guidance Complete?
I am like a conduit for spiritual wisdom. For instance, if a person comes to me with an issue, be it a physical issue or a decision they need to make or an issue in a relationship, I don't ask for much information. As a matter of fact, the less a person tells me, the better the session works, because I don't really need to know much. I just need the topic. And then I turn to my fingers and I start asking Spirit, what are we going to do? And Spirit will lead me to discussions to have with the people or activities that we'll do or movements that we'll do, breathing exercises, all sorts of things to help the person see their issue in a different way. And at the end of the session, the person who has come to me because they're looking for change will receive tasks to do that Spirit gives me, and they can be actual exercises, like I said, breathing exercises or movements or different ways to connect with nature, different ways to eat, certain people to connect with. With each person, it's different because each person needs a little something different and unique to them. And when the people do the things that Spirit gives them through me, an incredible change can occur.
I'm sure you've seen all kinds of exciting outcomes happen for people.
It's been interesting. One time I was...
And so you can offer these energy guidance complete sessions to people all over the world.
Right. I've also worked with people over Skype.
Okay. All right. Let's just stop for a moment because we'll get it again. But how can people contact you? Where's the best way to reach you since we're talking about this?
I have a website.
Okay.
And it's Energy Guidance Complete. If a person does a search for Energy Guidance Complete, then they would get to my website.
Okay, Energy Guidance Complete. I wanted to stop and mention that. Now, you have books, one that or two that help people attain their goals, like Contracts for an Exemplary Life and Samba Till the End, a book Awaiting Light, Understanding the Development of the Soul. So maybe just take us on a little journey of one or two of your books, so just to give folks an idea of what you've written about.
Okay, I'd like to start with Samba Till the End because it's a book I'm very excited about. It's the last book that I published, and it's about experiencing well-being in the later years. Now, this is, okay, when we talk about later years, we're actually talking about from the 40s on, because Spirit relates to aging as a gradual ending. And it really starts when our bodies are no longer growing, but it's a very, very gradual process. And there are many things that we can all do from the 40s and 50s and onward that can bring us happiness toward the end. And in the book, there are a number of questionnaires to help a person understand their health in terms of their physical health, their emotional health, their intellectual health, and even their, where they stand spiritually. And when they have a picture of where they are, then they can use the suggestions in the book to help bring about deep happiness and satisfaction as they age. So, I like this book a lot. It's not a simple self-help book that's light. You have to really think about what it is you want in life and where you want to go and what type of legacy you would like to leave. And when you know those things, it can help bring great satisfaction and balance. So,
Samba Till the End. That's a great title.
Yes. I like that.
Mm-hmm, I do too.
It's our way along. It's great.
All right, Samba till the end. Now, you say that our connections to people and animals, the environment and spirituality is basically the topic that underlies much of your writing.
People are designed to be connected. We are not designed to live alone. We are not designed to be completely self-reliant. We are designed to work in units and to ask for help. And we're designed to build networks so that we can help others and they can help us. And that connection keeps us healthy and balanced.
Oh, my. So much to talk about. I'm going to flip gears. You have a food blog, which I just, again, found completely fascinating. It's called yumtricious eating.com. And you talk about the benefits that come from taking the time to prepare meals from scratch. And I loved, here's what happens when a person sorts and snaps fresh green beans. Again, not something I gave much thought to. Let's just touch on that.
I don't have that in front of me, but when I was writing it, I was so amazed at how much snapping green beans can contribute to one's overall health in terms of fine motor skills that you're using when you're doing it. So you're strengthening and developing your fingers and your arms, and it carries on through the muscles in your whole body and the attention. It helps develop the mind. It's incredible to me, plus the connection with the food itself, with real natural food. It's incredible how important that is.
I enjoyed that so much, especially because it was green beans, because for some, I'm a bottom line person. I like to get things done quickly. And when I have to stand at the sink and snap these ends off the beans and snap them in half, it's like, oh my gosh, this is taking so long. But now I've got a newfound appreciation for that.
I'm glad to know that.
So thank you to you on so many levels. So much to talk about. I want to make sure we didn't miss anything that you wanted to bring up today. Is there anything that you want to highlight that we haven't touched on?
Energy Guidance Complete is so wide because there is so much that we need to know navigating life these days. How we treat each other, we've talked about. How we treat the environment, we haven't talked about so much. There is one interesting thing that I wrote. People are so busy nowadays, and for instance, we might have an event that we're planning and we feel that our time is too valuable and we're too busy, so we use throwaway plates and plastic and styrofoam and all. And the message that Spirit gave me about that is that our time is not as important as we think it is, but the environment is important. And that should come before our own comforts. We have to take care of the environment, and we have to remember our place in the environment and with the animals and with other people. Everything, we have a place. And we have an important place, but we have to be part of it and not above it. Everybody can contribute. Everybody can connect with someone else. Everybody can do their part and get a lot of satisfaction out of it. And the more people connect and care for and do all the wonderful things, the better they will feel, the more balanced they will feel. And it's just all good.
Well, good. We'll leave it on a positive note then. So you mentioned your website before, but just give us any other contact information so that folks can learn more about you, because there is just plenty more to learn.
I have a Facebook page, but I think through my website is probably the best way to contact me, because on my website there's contact information.
Okay. So that is energyguidancecomplete.com. And before we say goodbye, just because I love talking with you, any final words of advice?
Connect. That's my word. Connect.
Easy enough. And I hope that folks connect with you, because you are quite a lady. EnergyGuidanceComplete.com. Renee Rothberg, what a pleasure to meet you today. Thank you for sharing you and your wisdom with us.
Thanks so much, Pat. It was great talking with you.
I hope you enjoyed today's featured author. And to listen to the entire interview, head over to speakuptalkradio.com, where you'll find not only today's author, but over 100 additional writers with plenty of quality books to share with you. That's speakuptalkradio.com. Lots of info stuffed into today's show, don't you think? And I've got more in store next week. Meantime, if you are part of a group of any kind, a church, club, association, or a hospital, invite me to speak. Our 2016 calendar is filling up, and the topic of healthcare and patient safety is applicable to every single person on the planet. I can guarantee your crowd will come away with lots of tips and tools they can immediately use. So call me to set a date, 440-725-5462. That's 440-725-5462. And be sure to visit the website this week, speakupandstayalive.com, and check out the EMF meters I mentioned at the beginning of the program. And of course, get your own signed copy of the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide. And that can be found at the shop page, on the shop page at the website, speakupandstayalive.com. And if you want to listen to more outstanding programs on all kinds of fascinating topics, from health to business to pets to spirituality, head over to my very own internet radio station. It's called speakuptalkradio.com. speakuptalkradio.com. I know you'll enjoy the programming we have in store for you. Well, by the time you do all of this, it will be next week again. So come back and tell your friends to join you. We are out of time, but certainly never out of topics. So be sure to come back next week and we will have some more goodies for you. Same time, same place, but you know me, never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice.